And now, it's the driver's seat off the track update. Thanks to Burson Auto Parts. Burson, we know auto parts.
Yeah, Burson Auto Parts are celebrating 50 years and they're a big supporter of the FIA Girls on Track Australia program. And so is our next guest. And let's not keep her waiting, shall we?
Jamie Whitcup has done an amazing job to claim the Sandown 500.
All three of the 888 Commodores will take up their podium positions. Always
a winner. 888 Race Engineering, 200 victories. Always a
winner for me. 888 Racing have won Australia's biggest motor race. Fantastic job. Always a winner for me.
Yes, yeah, she's part of the fabric of 888 Race Engineering, and in addition to the many hats she wears there, she also is a broadcaster for Channel 7's motorsport coverage, and she's also an ambassador for FIA Girls on Track Australia. So please welcome to the driver's seat for the very first time, Jessica Dane.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hello, Jess, it is. It's great to have you on board. We've had your dad here.
I'm a fan of this round of applause.
We brought the studio audience into
to listen to everyone. You tonight. Wonderful.
Hey, obviously there's heaps to talk about with you. You've got a lot of things going on. I mean, you've moved into a different role at 888. You're, you know, obviously the one of the sought after, I guess, well, you can't really say it at the moment. We're not really doing much, whether it be ARG or whatever. But you know, Jess is on the broadcast for ARG. There's plenty going on in your life at the moment. Jess, plus we've interrupted your study at the moment as well.
Yeah, there's a fair bit going on. I actually got asked today. I get asked it fairly regularly, and got asked it today. So what do you actually do? And I was like, many things. when we're not being hit by COVID. So yeah, between 888, I also try and cram in, as you said, broadcast for not only the ARG round, so the TCR broadcast, but also I host the Rally Championship, Australian Rally Championship, and as you said, Girls on Track Ambassador, Australian delegate to the FIA Women in Motorsport Commission, and yeah, managing to fit a law degree in somewhere, albeit not very well, but.
And Jess, I mean, our sport is traditionally male dominated. We know that. I think it's both refreshing and required, and I think it should be celebrated that you hold such a lofty role in our sport, and particularly with your ambassadorship of the FIA Girls on Track. But what does that program actually entail for those that don't understand? What is that program?
It is a fantastic program. I have to start off with that because it's just awesome. It started off as a program called Dare to be Different, which some people might be familiar with. And it's a program aimed at girls aged between 8 and 18 to get them into STEM subjects using motorsport as a tool to show them what possibilities there are open to them, not only in the motorsport industry, but also in wider STEM industries. In Australia, we have a far smaller pool of like a motorsport pool than you do over in Europe or America, where the program is also very successful. So while over in Europe and America and even in Asia now, when they're not in lockdown, they can apply the program more widely to motorsport. We're conscious in Australia that, of course, our pool is much smaller. So that means that we can also use the program to tap into different industries like mining, aviation, different STEM industries, and get their buy-in as well, and just show these girls that motorsport is an option to them. STEM subjects are good career paths. And we do all sorts of activities with them in a day. So, for example, next week on Monday, we're at Norwell for a Girls on Track Day. And then the following day on the Tuesday, we're at 888 Race Engineering,
at
my workshop there. And the girls will do a handful of different activities. So they'll do simulator at 888 or karting at Norwell. And then they'll also do a STEM challenge, a fitness and reaction challenge, a pit stop challenge. So they'll get to do all different aspects of life in a motorsport team, really, and it's evolved over the years, and we've had different challenges thrown in there, different activities thrown in there over the years, but I think it's got really fine-tuned now that we're a few years into it.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but 888 have partnered actually with St Hilda's here on the Gold Coast, which is, I think, in fact, the Gold Coast only all-girls school. And I love it because my wife used to work for St Hilda's and I've got two daughters and one of them couldn't give a toss about motorsport, but my eldest, my eldest stepdaughter absolutely loves Formula One. So we've been talking to her about pathways to potentially get into engineering because she's like this full, she doesn't take after me. She's a full A-class student, all that kind of stuff. Right now, I think she'd just like to be Lando Norris's girlfriend, but we're trying to move her towards...
Lando Norris's engineer.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. So I love that Triple Eight have made that commitment to, you know, a girls' school here on the coast, and wouldn't it be lovely if we could get WAU to partner up with, say, PLC or MLC in Melbourne or and that sort of stuff. It would be a program that I'd love to see get expanded.
Yeah. I've absolutely loved working with St Hilda's. So it actually came to my desk through Supercars. Someone at St Hilda's approached someone at Supercars and asked, oh, is there anything that we can do because we'd like to offer some kind of STEM scholarship to our girls. And the contact at Supercars thought of me and everything that I do with getting girls, trying to get more girls involved in motorsport. And it's been a real pleasure working with the school on how we can develop this scholarship. So it's gone from exactly that. It's a scholarship that's awarded to a 15-year-old girl for her to do a placement with us for 2 weeks in 1 year and then a couple of weeks in the following year. So it's, you know, that she'll be with us for 2 years and create that relationship. And it's funded by the St Hilda's Foundation, so the successful candidate doesn't have to pay anything. And it's just, I was blown away by the standard that I saw. I had to go and interview the four finalists.
Right.
And I had been told beforehand, you'll be impressed. And, you know, I take everything with a pinch of salt.
Of course.
But, oh, wow, they blew me away. They really, really did, just with how mature and professional they all were. And the successful candidate who we've chosen for the first scholarship, a girl called Pippa, who's a boarder. I just loved her passion for getting stuck into everything from dirt bikes through to tractors on her family's farm back where she's from up north. It was, I'm so happy with how the program is rolling out. And I've been expanding what we do with St Hilda's, and I wish that we could do it with more schools. I wish that every single girl who I spoke to, or every school that I come across, I wish we could do something with them. But I'm working on a kind of wider community program with 888 at the moment, where we're trying to reach out to more groups and just get involved, because the difference that we can make to someone's life purely through showing them through the workshop, something as simple as that can take an hour out of my day, but it can make someone's year. And sometimes we take that for granted. Us involved in motorsport, every single day of our lives, we take it for granted just how special it is.
Yeah,
and if we can use what we have to make a difference, like, I'll die happy.
Yeah, and something that for me, Jess, obviously being around motorsport for so long as well, the first thing that comes to my mind is Romy Mayer, who is a data engineer at 888. And, you know, she's worked alongside David Couchy. She worked alongside Shippy when Shippy was there, engineering SVG. So the program's actually not just about making girls race car drivers, is it? It's actually about there is many things that you can do within, you know, obviously anything, but motorsport in general, you know. And I think that she, for my personal opinion of someone that's been in the industry to see what goes on, I mean, she's a massive inspiration for girls, from my view anyway.
Oh, totally. Romy's like my hero. Not only is she a fabulous engineer for us, she's German. So she did her degree in Germany, and she works for Mercedes. She worked on their DTM program. She worked on their GP program. She's worked with some massive names over in Europe, and then decided that she actually quite liked surfing. So she decided that she would apply for a job with us out of the blue. And she interviewed wonderfully. She studied in Singapore. So she was already, she's such a well-rounded and down-to-earth person who just doesn't let anything stand in her way. And now she's a mum as well, just to throw another thing into the mix.
Brilliant.
And she took 4 months off work and then went, nah, I need to use my brain again. So she's, her and her partner are splitting their time co-parenting between them, which is fabulous. And she's doing as well as ever. So she is a massive inspiration. And the girls, when we're doing a Girls on Track activity, Romy, who is also an ambassador for FIA Girls on Track, the girls are just in awe of her because she coordinates the STEM workshops, of course. And talking of St. Hilda's as well, she put together an entire program when we had, I invited some of the St. Hilda's girls into the workshop, and she put together a whole program where she got them using MoTeC. She taught them how to program on MoTeC, and then we took the laptop down, plugged it into the car, and showed them how, when we're running up an engine, it relates to what they're seeing on MoTeC and how they can program stuff on there and actually make a difference in the car. And they loved that time with Romy, and it's so relatable for them. I mean, they did other stuff. The girls did other stuff with a couple of the male engineers and a couple of the male mechanics. But having Romy there, showing them that she is not only holding her own, but going over and above in a male-dominated industry, that's exactly what Girls on Track is about.
Yeah, look, I think she's brilliant. And I was talking, when we were having that discussion with my daughter about potentially going through to Formula One and what role she could undertake and that sort of stuff, we were talking, I love that we were able to sit around the table and use names like Shannon Keeley, who's the GM of Erebus, that you can go all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Yourself, Jess Dane, about also being at the top, Romy as well. I love that we can talk about that side of our sport and not just a Pippa Mann or a Simona Di Salvestro or anything like that, so that it's well outside that range. And I actually think, I could be wrong, but I think we're in a really good place in Australia. I think it sounds like what the FIA is doing and what Motorsport Australia is doing needs to happen, but I actually think it's gaining some traction. And I think it's gaining some traction because of the work that you've done, the work that Shannon's doing, you're high profile, you're at the front, you know, Betty in many respects as well. You know, she's up the front there as well. And I just think it's brilliant what you're all doing. I think it's gaining momentum. The St. Hilda's thing is fabulous. The Girls on Track program is brilliant.
Other little things like the Extreme E series, you know, you've got to have a male and a female driver.
And exactly.
It's sensational.
Like Molly Taylor doing some amazing things. And I know you work pretty closely with Molly Taylor as well with the Girls on Track and the FIA program. I mean, I saw it today on her socials, again, landing somewhere in some country.
Like Iceland. Greenland.
I mean,
Greenland.
And she's a great friend to our show, Jess. We've got her on all the time. And you know, Stevie J and I know her from ARG and all that kind of stuff. Isn't she doing brilliant things? Isn't she doing brilliant things?
She's another one of my heroes. She's. I'm very fortunate that she's become a very good friend over the years. And we're actually just we had a FaceTime session. Probably, I think it was this time last week when she was still in England. So it's I'm absolutely loving seeing everything that she's achieving, especially after. You know, things didn't work out when, you know, Subaru pulled out of ARC and she lost that funding despite having won the championship. And to get that recognition on a global stage that she's now got, thanks to the platform that Extreme E gives her, it's so wonderful seeing all her hard work and determination paying off on that global stage.
Yeah, I agree. And Jess, I just wanted to quickly, before we wrap up, you've been very generous with your time. We do an off-track, part of this discussion today is for our off-track update, thanks to Burson Auto Parts. But it's not just we wanted to talk to you about all the stuff that you're doing with the Women on Track, but I also wanted to talk to you about Triple Eight, because it's a big week. Let's be honest, it's a big week. leading up to a relatively sizable announcement next week as to who is going to replace the GOAT. Now, I'm not going to try and get you to give us an exclusive. I know you're not going to do that.
I am. Who is it? Who is it, Jess? Tell us. Tell us who it is right now.
Just between you, me, Stevie J, Nimsy, and about 250,000 listeners. No. So, I mean, how has it been around the hallways of Triple Eight? Because this is a big announcement. This is one of the biggest ones of 2021 and sets up a pretty serious next chapter for Triple Eight, doesn't it?
It certainly does. If you look back through our history, we're very fortunate to have kept maintained really good and long-term relationships with all of our drivers. I mean, realistically, we've had three full-time drivers, really, unless looking back to the first couple of years with the likes of Steve Ellery and Paul Radzich and that before Craig's time, or Steve crossed over with Craig, of course. But
yeah. Max
we've
Wilson?
Been so fortunate to have those long-term relationships. Mm. And that's something that we want to keep going. So, of course, we had a heap of options open to us as to who it could be and people who were really, really deserving of the seat and who we knew could do a great job. But it's not just about who can do a great job in the seat. It's thinking about an all-round person with whom we want a lasting relationship. So, it was... in some ways, it was a really difficult decision, but in some ways, it was a really easy decision. So,
sure.
You know us, we love dropping a good old media bombshell. So,
Well, Jess, we've been incredibly generous with your time, and Jamie's replacement will be public announced August 31st. We unfortunately haven't been able to get a scoop.
Before I go, I should throw in how, if people want to get involved with FIA Girls on Track, I should throw in how you can do that.
Please do.
You can head to motorsport.org.au, and there is a tab at the top where you can find female participation or girls on track, and that will give you all the instructions to get involved. There are two links, and you can register your school or register as an individual, and the calendar for events is also on that page as well. So please do sign up. We would love to see you at an event in the hopefully near future, pending COVID.
Well, there goes my notes, because I was going to do that, so thanks for that, Jess.
I know what they can do, Nimsy. They can, whoever does sign up, they can probably spend the next 6 months going through the motions in learning and maybe trying to fix poor Jess's Hyundai Excel that her dad has turned into a battering ram, I should say. And
came in about 3 inches shorter, didn't it?
It needs all the help. What, the car or your dad? What is that?
I got to say.
Jess is okay after all of their smashes.
I got to say, the hardest working part of the Roland Dane Hyundai XL on the weekend was that race suit. It's getting tight, Jess. You got to get him in the gym. You got to get him in the gym. It was getting tight around the front ballast area.
I'm saying nothing.
I'll tell you what. All I could say is people in glass houses, Matthew.
Did you notice that I didn't say anything?
But Jess, you've been incredibly generous with your time, and hopefully we get to see you at a racetrack soon. But yes, that website again, motorsport.org.au/girls-on-track. You can check it out, sign up. And if you're lucky enough to, Monday at Norwell Motorplex, there will be an event there. Tuesday, Triple Eight Race Engineering Workshop as well. But across Australia, you're even going to be at the Bend Motorsport Park later on in October, as we all say, COVID pending. Fingers crossed, but it's a fantastic program. Get amongst it if you can, motorsport.org.au. Jessica Dane, thank you so much for joining us on the driver's seat.
Thank you very much. Hopefully see you at a track soon, whether that's at ARG with Trans Am and Touring Car Masters or whatever. But fingers crossed. Thank you so much, guys.